The firm has also designed a chip that can handle signals from as many as 3,072 electrodes, 30 times more than current systems, and transmit them wirelessly. The real magic, however, kicks in only when the output is analyzed, which happens in real time. Looked at superficially, neurons in the brain seem to fire at random. Software can, though, detect patterns when the individual those neurons are in does certain things. Stick enough electrodes into someone's motor cortex, for instance, and it is possible to record what happens in the brain when he types on a keyboard or moves a mouse around. Those data can then be used to control a computer directly. Conversely, the electrodes can be employed to stimulate neurons, perhaps to give the person in question the feeling of touching something. Neuralink has already tested its system successfully on rats and monkeys. These were, it says, able to move cursors on screens with it. The firm now hopes to work with human volunteers, perhaps as early as next year, should America's Food and Drug Administration play along. The first goal is to use the technology to help people overcome such ailments as blindness and paralysis. Neuralink is, however, clearly aiming for a bigger market than this. It has also designed a small device that would sit behind someone's ear, picking up signals from the implanted chip and passing them on as appropriate. In a few years, using a brain implant to control your devices may be as de rigueur among San Francisco's techno-sheiks as wearing wireless earbuds is today. Ultimately, Mr. Musk predicts neural lace will allow humans to merge with AI systems, thus enabling the species to survive. Though, as this announcement shows, Mr. Musk does have a habit of presenting himself as the savior of the human race, his desire to settle Mars seems motivated partly by fear of what might, in the future, happen to Earth, the idea that some machines at least will come under the direct control of human brains seems plausible. The biggest obstruction to this happening will probably not be writing the software needed to interpret brainwaves, but rather persuading people that the necessary surgery, whether by sewing machine or otherwise, is actually a good idea.